This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Even if you've never been down to South Georgia, you have probably tasted that region's most famous vegetable. It's almost time for this year's crop of Vidalia onions to start showing up in the produce aisle, and some farmers have started to harvest this week, in fact. But that's not going over so well with state regulators. They're trying to hold those farmers off until next Monday. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Sarah McCammon explains why.
It's not easy to be a Vidalia onion. You've got to be a certain variety from a 20-county region in southeast Georgia, and you have to be sweet. No crying here.
Matter of fact, they only make you cry when they're gone.
That's Delbert Bland, by all accounts the biggest Vidalia grower. We're standing in a field of onions with narrow green shoots sticking out of the ground. This time of year, Bland says his onions are growing fast.
But if you come out here tomorrow, you'll see cracks all over this dirt. And that's just how fast they grow at the very end.
His company, Bland Farms, raises close to 3,000 acres of onions. He says a lot of them are ready to harvest and sell. But the leader of Georgia's agriculture department says not so fast. Commissioner Gary Black says farmers have been rushing onions to market to take advantage of higher prices early in the season. And some grocers are complaining about quality.
Quality problem meaning taste, shelf life, appearance.
As guardian of the Vidalia trademark, Black says he wants to make sure onions aren't in stores before they're ready. So he set next Monday as the official packing date. That would mean farmers who harvest and pack early could be fined as much as $1,000 for each illicit onion bag.
Because in most growers' minds, that's been the earliest date that a real, true, reliable Vidalia onion could be put into the marketplace.
In my professional opinion, that's insane. Okay.
George Boyan is a vegetable specialist with the University of Georgia Extension. He started working with Vidalia farmers in the late 1990s, and he says there's also a danger in harvesting too late, like crop disease.
We typically would have onions finished by the first or second week in May. And onions that we would harvest in the second week or even into the third week of May, we always had problems with those bacterial diseases.
But many farmers support a later start to the season. Bo Herndon is chairman of a growers advisory panel that helped choose the April 21 pack date. Herndon says he won't harvest until early May.
I think it's all about the dollar. And if they pick them now, they're not going to be ready. And they're going to be green, and whoever gets them is not going to be happy with them.
Delbert Bland, meanwhile, has pushed back, taking the state ag commissioner to court. He says once his onions are ready, it's not good business to wait, even if other farmers would like him to.
They don't want somebody to go to market before they do. Plain and simple. I mean, it's the American way, honey. We're all onion growers, but yet we all compete with each other for market share.
And this year, that competition isn't just playing out in the grocery aisle, but also in Georgia courtrooms. In southeast Georgia, I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.